We'd like to say we're glad to be here this evening. I know we've had a little change of things, but we're glad you're here in the midst of this service. You just pray for the service. The Lord's will might be done. If I were to read anything tonight, I ain't 100% sure that I'm going to read. I would read out of the book of Jude. If I were to read anything, that's where I'd read from. I appreciate the song service. I do. I appreciate every song that's been sung. And I just appreciate the songs. What song did you lead, Dole? What number?
467.
What? Okay. 467. I'm going to mention, just mention this before I read or do anything. I don't know where you ever get in a situation. I believe David did. I believe he wondered sometimes about the wicked and how they prospered. He wrote over in one place, he said, "Fret not thyself because of evil doers." But he talked about the wicked a little bit and how they flourished as a green bay tree. And how it seemed like they run on down the road. But he then he went to the house of the Lord and he began to feel things out, and he said something along these lines. He said, "Then I understood their end." Now, this song that Doyle sang tonight, I can't help it. I'm just gonna be honest with you. When he mentioned about leading this song, verse says, "Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wander." Now, I don't know about you. You say, "Preacher, you ought not be in that situation." I've been there. I've been there real recent. And I'm going to be honest with you, just as honest. He said, "Why it should be thus all the day long." Have you ever cried for relief? Just cried for relief? That the day might end and tomorrow might be different. Preacher, you ought not tell us things like that. Why not? Why not? Folks, we don't live above all this. We're in the midst of it. But I'm going to be honest with you. I'll get down to this in a minute. It says, while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. I question sometimes, don't you? Why? I do. Guilty. This might be my confession. I'm just going to be honest with you. These days, my friend, that just are just like this for me. But it goes on, it says, Father alone will know all about it. I don't know about that. I question that. I really do. Father alone will understand why. I'm going to be honest with you. And I get to heaven, I ain't going to be wondering about what was. Are you? When I pass from this life to the next, folks, I'm going to be honest with you. They're going to be some happy, happy, happy. Yes, they are. And I'm going to tell you why. Because this old man ain't going. Not this fleshly man. David didn't understand. He went to the house of God and then he understood the end of the wicked. He understood. Yeah, when death has come and taken our loved ones, it leaves our home so lonely and drear. Then do we wonder why others prosper living so wicked year after year? David had the answer. Think about it. Faithful to death, said our loving master. A few more days to labor and wait. Toils of the road will then seem as nothing as we sweep through the beautiful gate. When we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in the bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Now I'm going to say this. I'm not being mean. I like that song. I've sung it all my life. Every one of them they sung tonight. I've sung all my life. I know them. But folks, there's some understanding down here. There's some things that we understand. If you are in the house of God, you're in the kingdom of God, folks, there's some understanding about what's going on. Yes, they are. Book of Jude. That's all I'll say. It just stirred up something in me, just to be honest with you. I'm going to read, Lord help me, if I can find it. I'm going to read. I may read. I may read it all. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting change under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of thee, saying, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment that's spotted by the flesh. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Now, this is a chapter. You can go into 2 Peter, I believe it is, the third chapter, and you'll find basically the same verses written that Peter had wrote and spoke of these things. I'm not going to get into all this. That ain't altogether what's on me. But the scripture here about Jude, brethren, talking about ungodly men and them that love themselves more than they love God and done things according to the flesh. He wasn't talking to men that didn't know. He is talking to men that did know. And that was around all of this, my friend, that's going on. And when Christ come, I want you to know that judgment come with him. Yes, it did. Ain't what I'm going to preach on tonight. I just got a couple of things. Now, you might say, this book of Jude, people get all tore up about it. But I'll tell you, there's some good things in this book. Some wonderful things in this book. And brethren, it teaches us that we cannot, brethren, treat all people alike. You won't hear that. That's not saying that you have respect to person. He's just telling us tonight, brethren, there's difference in people, and brethren, there's difference in how you reach people today. Yes, they are. Every man ain't the same. All people ain't alike. Folks, and I'm just going to tell you, my friend, preaching that to the lost about hell, fire, and damnation, my friend, don't reach every person. You don't do it. We lay hold on a lot of things. I'm just going to be plain with you. A lot of things was preached not because it's Bible, but because it's all they ever heard. Yes, sir. I'm going to make a broad statement, my friend, and tell you everything that was preached was not the truth according to the Word of God tonight. No, it wouldn't. I don't have to, my friend, I don't have to put a brace under anything that's in this Word of God. I don't have to. Brethren, that word will stand for itself. Glory! It's the only thing that will stand. You'll probably leave here tonight and say, Brother Randy done got off his rocker. I'm just going to be honest with you. There's a lot of things that have been preached down through the days, and a lot of things still being preached. My friend, this Word of God will not back up tonight. the scribes and the Pharisees. You won't know who some of these men that Jude was talking about. It was the elders, them Jews. Yes, sir. They know more, thank God, than God knowed. Read it. You think that book of Jude just read was made to fill the air? Brethren, he let them know they is wicked. What did Jesus say even when he was here? Who was it that said, "Oh, ye generation of vipers"? Who hath warned you to plead the wrath of God tonight? Jesus. Was it not? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something. You may not have it, my friend, but brethren, without the workings of the Holy Ghost, brethren, it's void tonight. It is. I would to God the house was full. I'm honest. You say, "Preacher, you just sit around and think about all this stuff." Not so. Not so, but I'll tell you tonight, my friend, the people in the past, if whether they understood it or not, a lot of them had the Holy Spirit of God, and that's what got a hold of the hearts of men. Yes, sir. I ain't talking about running around all over the house. Though that's been done. And I believe the men and women that done it was just as real, thank God, as me and you are. But they didn't understand everything. They probably didn't understand why they done what they done tonight. I've seen men walk across the top of them benches. And they wouldn't nail down either. You hear me? I've seen it with my own eyes. Yes, sir. And I've seen me and my friend run the aisle way. I'm talking about backwards and shouting, thank God. Next thing you know, they ran down the road. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I'm here to tell you, folks, if the Spirit of God don't get the matter, me and you can't work tonight. Can't do it. They were some things, Jude, my friend. You think Jude talking about the end of time, he ain't doing no such thing. No, sir. And he said it when Jesus come with 10,000 of his saints, he said to execute judgment. You don't think Jesus judged this world? Can I tell you something? Didn't you know that me and you are judges? Oh, preacher, I won't have that. Read it. What? Know ye not that the saints shall judge the world tonight? Ha! Preacher, I ain't no saint. Then you're a sinner. I'm not being smart. Thank God it. They didn't overcome mankind. All of them, my friend, was not gathered in through fear tonight. I read it to you. You hear me? Can I tell you something? I was just thinking, I don't know why. I got no clue. I cannot tell you one word. Don't tell me how it works. I cannot tell you one word that Carlton Rogers preached the night I got saved. I don't know what he preached on. I'm clueless. I'm serious. But brethren, they something had a hold of me. I believe he preached the truth, whatever it was. Well, his words didn't get me. You hear me? You know what Peter said he is begotten by? He wasn't the words of men. He said he is begotten by the Word. The Word. Yes, sir. Don't ask me. I wasn't raised in a Baptist church. I'm just going to be plain as I know how to be, my friend. I didn't have a desire to be like somebody in that house. I didn't. I didn't know what they had. I was lost. Lost, Steve. I had no clue. I didn't know why they shouted. Even when they shouted, I didn't desire to shout. There wasn't nobody in that house, brethren, that I could point and say, I'd like to be like that person. That ain't why I got saved. You hear me? The first message I ever heard Brother Carlton Rogers preach, first time I'd ever come in the house of God, I said, he's a madman. And I knowed he was. Yeah, but it ain't what that madman said that went home with me, Robert. No, sir. They something got a hold of me. They something, brethren, that broke my world apart. Listen, folks. It ain't it what man says. It's in what the Word teaches tonight. Yes, sir. On the way, I know throughout the day and the words that we've told and this and that, and then some of them said, well, let's just have a meeting. I said, send it out. And I was thinking, well, they ain't going to be too many here. But I'll tell you, I hate that some of you have to hear what I'm preaching tonight, but I'm going to say this. If you don't get anything else, brethren, dig in that Word tonight. Let man be a liar and God the truth. Preacher, we ain't supposed to believe you. If the Spirit of God leads you to follow the words, follow it. You hear me? I'll be just like Paul in this matter, my friend. You can follow me as I follow the Lord. If I get out of the way, my friend, don't follow me. You hear me? I ain't never asked anybody to follow me. Never have. They'd been them that wanted to. I had a man to tell me. He said, "You going?" I said, "I'm going." I said, "Well, you'll be going on your own." Glory to God! Let God lead you tonight. He's able to. Yes, He is. He said, "And some have compassion. On some have compassion, making a difference." I've been in the house of God in a time, in an era when miniskirts was popular. And if anybody come into the congregation with a miniskirt on, you could better bet there's going to be a message about it. Hear me? Preacher? Preacher? You need to say them things. Folks, I tell you what, they some men that didn't follow the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Long hair. There's a man come preach to me one day. I never will forget it. I tell it for the truth. I want to tell you something. You and me. Folks, the Lord knows your heart. He knows your heart. And I'd be lying if I told you, "Lord, give me a message, and I before I get to the house of God, well, I hope so-and-so's there." 9 times out of 10, you know what? They wasn't there. "What'd you do, Randy?" "Well, I had to preach what he gave me." Were they there or not? Right? Had a man preach to me one day, and he told me, we were sitting on front bench. He said, "I've invited my brother." His brother was lost, running a little bit late. We'd sung 2 or 3 songs, and here come his brother. He reached over to me, and he said, "Randy," he said, "I'm going to have to preach to the lost today because my brother's lost." Now listen, it's serious. I understood what he is talking about, but he struggled through his whole message. He'd been better off to preach what God gave him. Did you know that? "Preacher, it wouldn't be to the lost. I got news for you. God knows how to touch that lost heart. It doesn't matter what the man's preaching on." You hear me? I'll tell you about me. I personally have sat in the pew out of God's will, and the man preached on heaven, and it smelt like hell to me. You know why? I know why. He preached sweet message. It didn't smell sweet. You hear me? It's where I was. Huh? It's where I was. It's where my heart was. Brethren, and he preached a wonderful message. But brethren, it absolutely stuck to me. Why? Because I wasn't where I was supposed to be. I didn't live out there too long, Bruce. You know that? I didn't live out there too. Nebuchadnezzar, my friend, lived out there just like an ox. Brethren, on all fours, we've read it, you've read it. Brother, but one day he come to himself. Did he not? And brother, things changed. They're changed. He said, on some have compassion, making a difference. Now I'm going to flip-flop this thing, my friend, and I'll tell you, you can't preach love every time you get up. You can preach in love, but sometimes the message might change. It normally does, don't it? Christ, my friend, when he went into the temple and they had desecrated it, what did he do? He run them out, didn't he? Didn't he? Christ. Did he love them? Yes, he loved them. Did he tell them the truth? Yes, he told them the truth. He said, it's the house of prayer. You've made it a den of thieves. And he run them out. Yes, sir. Was they ever welcome back? It don't go into no history, my friend, but I'll guarantee you they was welcome back. But they come back in a different attitude. I told the sot drunk. I did. He is drunk. Drunk in the service. I might have told y'all before. He kept blurting out during the service. He won't sing a song. Preacher won't sing a song. Sang a song. I paid him no mind. I paid him no mind. When it come time to preach, I preached. When he come through the aisle back through there, he was still, preacher, you didn't let me sing a song. I said, no, sir. I said, and the next time you come, don't come in this condition. I said, or I will call the law. They tried to get me to call the law, and I wouldn't do it. You know what? He didn't come back, but one of his cohorts did. You never know. You never know. You say, preacher, you shouldn't have done that. I got news for you. God can save a drunk, but that drunk's going to have to be in a shape, my friend, that he ain't drunk no more. You hear me? Yes, sir. He get broken, and brethren, the Spirit of God can break him. I've seen it do so, hadn't you? I've seen men, I know we hear Mike and his testimony about drugs. I've seen men, my friend, that was nothing but an alcoholic. And I've seen men, my friend, I worked with a man. He drank every day. He smoked every day, the weed. No telling what else he done every day. And I'll tell you, when God saved that man, brethren, he saved him. He straightened his arrow, his way. He didn't do those things no more. Hear me. His attitude changed. His lifestyle changed. Brethren, when he come to work, he was a changed man. Now I'm going to tell you what done it. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. We need the Spirit.
Amen.
Brethren, Solomon built that temple and he knowed it wasn't nothing but just a building unless God put his name there. And the Lord did. Put his name there, put his presence there. I'm going to tell you folks tonight, we're in the same shape. Except Jesus meet with us. Brethren, we ain't going to never get anything out of it. Are we? Now listen. He just didn't finish when he said, have compassion. He said, on some, have compassion. Listen. He said, and others save with fear. Do you hear that? They some of them, my friend, it takes the hellfire and the brimstone. That's all they understand. Preacher, you can't preach that. Yes, I can. And others save with fear. I want you to get a hold of what situation these are in. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. What do you mean, preacher? Pulling them out of the downward flow they're going in. Pulling them out, my friend, of the situation that they think that's living. And brethren, they're going to bust hell wide open. He said, pulling them. They some folks, my friend, you have to lay hands on. Not talking naturally. Oh, yes, you are. No, I'm not. Do you know you can lay hands on somebody without touching them? Physically? You see a lost person. God put somebody on your heart, my friend, that's headed to hell wide open. And you see, if it don't put some fear in your life. Brethren, there's a lot of folks, my friend, headed down the wrong road. A lot of them. Many of them. They was many in Jesus' day. Many. They wasn't but just a few, my friend, that followed him. And if you'll read your book real close, most of them that followed him, they followed him for the fishes and the loaves. Preacher, I'll walk with the Lord if he'll help me. Why don't you walk with the Lord and then see if he'll help you? Pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now Jude was... He gave them the whole story, folks, and this is it. This is it. You can go back in Ecclesiastes and he says, now the conclusion of the matter is this. Is that not right? To love the Lord. There's some other things to go with. I ain't going there. It says, now, this is what Jude says. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. To him that's able to keep you from falling. And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. You know what he is talking about. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Jude pointed them to one man. one person, one way. I'm not going to explain to you why I preached what I did tonight. I'm not going to rehearse to you what I preached tonight. But I'll tell you something, folks. We serve the same God that Jude served. And the truth of it is, the real truth of the matter is, my friend, is that the Word of God is true. The Word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and dividing asunder of that of the joint and the marrow, and is the discerner of the intents of the heart. Do you hear that? The intents of the heart, my friend. He ain't talking about that pump. He ain't talking about that thing. Mine gets going crazy sometimes. It'll bounce. I got a muscle's been nicked or something. Even my doctor said, "Well, I ain't never seen that." And I said, "Well, last time I went in there on my pacemaker, I cut a muscle. Sometimes, boy, it gets to, like it's going to jump out." He ain't talking about that heart. Huh? He ain't talking about that heart. He can fix that heart, too. But he ain't talking about that heart. He's talking about that heart, my friend, that guides you in everything you do. He'll take that stony heart out and he'll put a heart of flesh in. That's what he said. And he won't make a scar. You won't see a scar. But you will see a change. Yes, you will. I love you tonight. You say, "Preacher, you can't love us preaching to us like that." Yes, I can. I love you tonight. Jude didn't leave them without a way. He gave them the way. I would to God, and I'm just as honest as I know how to be, I would to God that people would listen when the Spirit passes by. Listen. A lot of folks don't operate off the Spirit. Do you know that? A lot of folks, my friend, the Spirit of God scare them to death. We had that service here months so back. Them little kids right there, it come to me while I was sitting there. I said, "A lot of them don't know what's going on." Had one of them's mama say, I had to explain to her what that woo meant. Glory. She hang in here, she'll find out. Do you know that? Glory. Woo. You keep bringing them to the house of God, folks, they will hear. Do you know that? Sometimes they get so rowdy and playing around, you think they'll never hear nothing. They hearing.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't no child when I come to the house of God, but I'll tell you something. When that man preached, I listened. I just didn't hear nothing, word-wise. But there was something else, my friend. It just tore me up. It did. I mean, it tore me up. Cody, I couldn't go home and rest peacefully. I couldn't. And it wasn't the words that he said that was rolling over in my heart and my mind, brethren. There's something else a churning down there. I didn't know what it was. I didn't understand what it was. I didn't. I didn't understand how it was you'd go to that altar, my friend, and you could leave, thank God, something there and bring something better home. Yeah. I got it. You hear me? I got it. I didn't understand all I had, but thank God I understood I had something different. I say a lot of times, but I catch myself. It ain't that I've got a hold of it. Thank God it's got a hold of me. It needs to get a hold, thank God, of you to where you can't let it go tonight. I'll give you what I got. Anybody got anything?